Three high-ranking MS-13 leaders arrested for terrorism and racketeering. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. A four-count indictment was unsealed today in federal court in Central Islip, charging 13 of the highest-ranking MS-13 leaders in the world with directing the transnational criminal organization's criminal activities in the United States, El Salvador, Mexico, and elsewhere over the past two decades. Specifically, the defendants are charged with racketeering conspiracy, conspiracy to provide or conceal material support to terrorists, and narco-terrorism conspiracy. Four of the defendants are indicted for alien smuggling conspiracy. On February 22, Vladimir Antonio Arevalo Chavez, also known as Vampiro de Montserrat Criminales, Arevalo Chavez, Walter Giovanni Hernandez Rivera, also known as Baxter de Parkview and Bastard de Parkview, Hernandez Rivera, and Marlon Antonio Menjivar Portillo, also known as Rojo de Parkview, Menjivar Portillo, were located by Mexican authorities and expelled from Mexico via the United States. When Arevalo Chavez, Hernandez Rivera, and Menjivar Portillo arrived at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, they were placed under arrest by the FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations, SHE. Earlier today, the defendants will have initial appearances in the Southern District of Texas. Four co-defendants, Jose Wilfredo Ayala Alcantara, also known as Indio de Hollywood, Jorge Alexander de la Cruz, also known as Kruger de Pitanales, Juan Antonio Martinez Abrego, also known as Mary Jane de Hollywood, and Francisco Javier Roman Bardales, also known as Veterano de Tribus, remain at large. Today's action makes clear that there is no hiding place, anywhere in the world, for the leaders of violent gangs that terrorize American communities, said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. The Justice Department will continue to use the full force of our law enforcement authorities to disrupt and dismantle MS-13 and other transnational criminal organizations and hold their leaders accountable. The FBI will continue to vigorously investigate and hold transnational organized groups like MS-13 and their leaders accountable for the continued violent and terrorist criminal activities they orchestrate, said FBI Director Christopher Wray. Today's indictment demonstrates the FBI's reach and commitment to seeking justice against those individuals who jeopardize American lives and liberty. We will never stop working in coordination with our international partners to protect our respective citizens from MS-13 and other gangs wherever they are. The relentless and heroic efforts of law enforcement here and in Central America are systemically dismantling the MS-13 the very top to bottom, and we will not stop until this transnational gang and its leaders are held accountable for the extreme violence they have inflicted on our district, the United States and the countries where this scourge is based, said U.S. Attorney Brian Peace for the Eastern District of New York. Members of the public with information concerning their whereabouts are strongly encouraged to contact the FBI's toll-free MS-13 tip line, 1-866-STP-MS-13, 1-866-787-6713, or HSIs at 866-347-2423 or https://www.ice.gov/webform/ice-tip-form. Together, FBI and SHE have offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the four fugitives. Six other co-defendants, Edwin Ernesto Cedillos Rodriguez, also known as Renuente de Abril's Dangers, Carlos Tiberio Ramirez Valladares, also known as Snader de Pasadena, Danny Freddy Ramos Mejia, also known as Cisco de Teclas, Danny Balmore Romero Garcia, also known as Big Boy de Normandies, Dig Boy de Normandies, and D Boy de Normandies, Ruben Antonio Rosa Lovo, also known as Chivo de Centrales, and Miguel Angel Serrano Medina, also known as Cabro de Parkview, are believed to be in custody in El Salvador. The United States will explore options for their extradition with the government of El Salvador. As set forth in court filings, the 13 defendants are part of MS-13's command and control structure, consisting of the Ronfla Nacional, Ronfla and Los Cales, and Ronfla and Los Penales, and play significant leadership roles in the organization's operations in El Salvador, Mexico, the United States, and throughout the world. In the related case of United States versus Henriquez, et al., a grand jury in the Eastern District of New York previously indicted 14 members of the Renfle Nacional, who functioned as MS-13's board of directors. Formal extradition packages were submitted by the United States for 12 of those defendants, who either are or were in El Salvador custody, remain pending. As further alleged, the defendants have engaged in a litany of violent terrorist activities aimed at influencing the government of El Salvador, GOES policy and to obtain benefits and concessions from the GOES, targeting GOES law enforcement and military officials, employing terrorist tactics such as the use of improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and grenades, operating military-style training camps for firearms and explosives, using public displays of violence to intimidate civilian populations, using violence to obtain and control territory, and manipulating the electoral process in El Salvador. Several of these defendants have played prominent roles in MS-13's past and current negotiations with the GOES. Further, these defendants authorized and directed violence in the United States, Mexico, and elsewhere as part of a concerted effort to expand MS-13's influence and territorial control. As the leaders of the MS-13 transnational criminal organization, these defendants were an integral part of the leadership chain responsible for supervising MS-13 cliques in the United States that engaged in extreme violence, including countless murders, attempted murders, assaults, and related offenses. For example, this office's Long Island Criminal Division has prosecuted hundreds of MS-13 leaders, members and associates for carrying out with more than 65 murders in the Eastern District of New York between 2009 and the present. Several of these defendants, including Arevalo Chavez, Hernandez Rivera, and Menjivar Portillo, coordinated MS-13's expansion into Mexico, the Mexico Program, at the direction of the Renfle Nacional, which was a coordinated effort to maintain MS-13's continuity of operations in response to law enforcement pressure previously exerted by the United States and GOES. Additionally, the Mexico program included forging alliances with Mexican cartels and engaged in narcotics trafficking, immigrant smuggling and extortion, kidnappings, and weapons trafficking. As alleged in the indictment, the MS-13's Mexico program murdered some migrants bound for the United States, including suspected members of the rival 18th Street Gang and MS-13 members attempting to flee MS-13 in El Salvador without permission. Finally, drug trafficking was an important part of MS-13's money-making operation, especially in Mexico, and the defendants used MS-13's large membership in the United States to generate financial support for MS-13's terrorist activities in El Salvador. Since its creation in August 2019, JTFV has successfully implemented a whole-of-government approach to combating MS-13, including increasing coordination and collaboration with foreign law enforcement partners, including El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras and Guatemala, designating priority MS-13 programs, cliques and leaders, who have the most impact on the United States, for targeted prosecutions, and coordinating significant MS-13 indictments in U.S. attorneys' offices across the country, including the first use of national security charges against MS-13 leaders. JTFV has been comprised of members from U.S. attorneys' offices across the country, including the EDNY, the District of New Jersey, the Northern District of Ohio, the District of Utah, the District of Massachusetts, the Eastern District of Texas, the Southern District of New York, the Eastern District of Virginia, the Southern District of Florida, the Southern District of California, the District of Nevada, the District of Alaska, and the District of Columbia, as well as the Department of Justice's National Security Division and the Criminal Division. In addition, all Department of Justice law enforcement agencies are involved in the effort, including the FBI, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the U.S. Marshals Service, and the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. In addition, she also plays a critical role in JTFV. The FBI Salt Lake City, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Newark and Houston field offices investigated the case, with critical support provided by the FBI Criminal Investigative Division Safe Streets Gang Unit, and HSI's National Gangs and Violent Crime Unit, who spearheaded this investigation. Additionally, FBI Mexico, SHE Mexico, and the United States Customs and Border Protection Officers and Area Port Director Sean Polly at the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston provided critical support in connection with the arrests, JJD to double-check with FBI RE/MX partners, Instituto Nacional de Immigración, INM, and Fiscalía Estatal de Guanajuato. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Paul G. Scotti, Justina L. Geraci, and Megan E. Farrell for Eastern District of New York, and U.S. Attorneys James Donnelly, Matthew Shepard, and Stuart Young for JTFV prosecuted the case.